I'm Meg Kilmer from PNCI, and I have grit.
I'm Riley McCauley. I'm a rep for the Pacific Northwest Regional Council of Carpenters, and I've got grit.
Welcome to another episode of The Spotlight, a special segment inside the Grit Northwest podcast where we acknowledge those programs that promote the visibility of blue-collar jobs in the commercial construction industry as a first-choice career alternative to the oversold notion that the only way to financial and professional success and security is with a college degree. On today's show, we will talk about Career Connections, the United Brotherhood of Carpenters program designed to fill the void left by the removal of shop class in many high school and middle schools' curriculum. To help us understand this valuable and increasingly important connection to the craft skills needed to build and maintain our nation's infrastructure and wealth, we have Meg Kilmer from the Pacific Northwest Carpenters Institute and Riley McCauley from the Northwest Carpenters Union. We'll start our conversation by learning what the Career Connection program is and how the UBC designed it to meet the ever-increasing demand for the skilled workforce of tomorrow. Next, we will look into how easily the curriculum can be adopted by schools without an established vocational educational program to inspire their students to develop the life skills needed to be successful, regardless of what career path they choose. We will then discuss the merits of working with your hands and how the challenges of construction not only test you physically, but cognitively as well, as when doing complex layout, measurements, and design-build projects. Later, we will look at how Career Connection certification can fast-track your entry into a pre-apprentice program, what it means to have tangible results upon completion of the course. And we will wrap up our discussion where you can find out more about Career Connections and how you or someone you know can find a satisfying and financially rewarding career as a professional carpenter. And now, on to the show. Meg Kilmer, Riley McCauley, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you being here.
Well, I really thank you both for taking your time to be on the show today to talk to the listeners about Career Connections. I know myself, I know very little about the Career Connections program, so I'm really excited to learn more from you. Why don't we start with Meg? Meg, what can you, in a nutshell, what is Career Connections and why do we have it?
I'd say that Career Connections is the UBC's long-term strategy. Tomorrow's carpenters are in school today, so why don't we interact with them? It's a project-based curriculum that really is about developing skills through hands-on projects in shop classes, construction classes, and pre-apprenticeship programs.
That makes a lot of sense. And is this a replacement, Meg, for what used to be sort of the norms in America with having the auto shop, the wood shop, the metal shop classes that seem to have fallen away in general curriculum and studies at high school?
Career technical education, previously called voc ed, vocational ed, is really making a comeback. There's lots of statistics and research that indicate students who are involved in hands-on CTE courses graduate at a higher rate. They have a reason to come to school. So don't count shop classes out. They're making a comeback across the country.
Riley, I heard you mention in your state, and you're over there in Montana, that it seems like shop classes are still part of the curriculum in a lot of the high schools. Is that true?
Yeah, Joe. So here in Montana, you have what's called construction technology. That's kind of the basis that they're basing their shop programs off. This year in particular, they've done a huge revamp to start revamping their construction technology classes more towards industry standards to help make it possible for students to get out after they've gone through these programs and get out into the workforce to create another avenue for them other than just going to college. Because I think what schools are starting to realize is they're seeing the fact that there's a huge portion of students that don't end up going to college, but they don't have an avenue for them to go into once they're done with high school. So in the state of Montana and Wyoming as well, they've started to realize that, and they're really starting to push the construction technology classes, any of your shop classes, and they're kind of looking for pre-apprenticeship avenues to get them a further education into something else after they're done with school.
Oh, that sounds great. I know myself, having graduated high school in a generation where we still did have the traditional shop classes, I really appreciated that. I knew I wasn't going to be going to college. I just didn't have the grades. I actually transitioned from high school into the military, which is kind of one big vocational school, if you will. But again, not having had
the opportunity or the mindset of going to college. I was really appreciative of those classes. And I'm wondering if either of you can kind of talk why, not so much in Montana where you're at, Riley, but why you think a lot of these shop classes have gone away.
So I can speak to that a little bit, Joe. I'm a millennial myself. I'm only 30 years old here. My whole career through school, the big push was college, college, college. Everything they were directing you towards was to go to college. They weren't showing you the blue collar avenues of going through a trade or going through an apprenticeship program. It was strictly college based. You'd go to your career fairs for high school outreach career fairs that we would attend in school. And it would either be college recruiters there or you'd have the military. Those were the two avenue options that 90% of the time you would see when schools would send you to those career fairs. So
I'd like to jump in on that. I don't know if you know, Joe, but before I came to PNCI, I was a high school career counselor for 20 plus years, hosting those career fairs, advising students. And Riley's right. College, college, college was the message. And frankly, it was really hard for educators who themselves had gone to college. That's the route that they knew. They really didn't understand the trades. So I did kind of get it. And I advised people. I would call training centers with the student in my office. And it was hard to get information. So when the opportunity came, when PNCI decided to hire a Career Connections Outreach Specialist to work with high schools, I thought that was a good step for me professionally, because now I'm in the position to teach teachers, career counselors, school administrators, how apprenticeship works, really, down to the nitty gritty. How do you get in? How do you apply? Why are they open sometimes? Why are they closed? So that's kind of a bonus for me to be able to help my former colleagues understand apprenticeship.
But as we all know, there's a huge shortage of skilled labor in this country, and it's going to continue to increase the more the baby boomers begin to retire out of the workforce. And this sort of oversold notion that college is the only viable path to success and financial security in America seems to be kind of going away, and a new resurgence is coming in finding lucrative careers in the trades. And some of the benefits of working with skilled labor is it not only just test your physical ability, but you put a lot of your head into the game as well. So it's challenging both mentally and physically. I personally believe a lot of the mindset towards college did come once a lot of the infrastructure was built in our nation. A lot of the courthouses, a lot of the schools, a lot of the hospitals were there. The technology boom started to push people more towards a technical type of occupation. But as we've seen, so many of those technical degrees can be just so easily outsourced to third world countries where they pay their workers a lot less. And now you've got some really highly skilled people with masters and PhDs who can pour a pretty mean cup of coffee to the plumbers and electricians and carpenters on their way to work. So I'm super grateful that to have been in the trades, and that we are really focusing in on introducing the next generation to work in the trades in the blue-collar industry. So we have an understanding now of what Career Connections is or why it is, but what do you actually offer? What can the students that you bring these Career Connection programs to learn?
Well, being an outreach specialist for Career Connections means that I'm reaching out to CTE directors, high school teachers, to introduce them to 8 books in the Career Connections series. The first 4 books are very project-based, and books 1 and 2, I don't know if Riley would agree, but they fit really well into a traditional shop class where a student is learning how to use hand tools and power tools by making projects, tote boxes, toolboxes, birdhouses, picnic tables, Adirondack chairs, kind of classic projects, but that's how kids get skills. So the books come along with resources that are very rich. So a teacher will get lesson plans, how-to videos, blueprints, evaluation forms, rubrics, slideshows. So it's pretty much a complete package.
So let me back up just a bit. Is Career Connections, is this like a trademarked name?
Yes.
And who holds the trademark for that? Who invented or who is responsible for Career Connections?
Career Connections was developed by the Carpenters International Training Fund to support pre-apprenticeship programs and high school educators.
So it's actually our organization, the UBC, that sort of rolled out this Career Connections. Ah, that's good to know. And what, when you say kids, what age group do you start introducing the Career Connections program to? What grade?
I've had teachers that have that are teaching middle school that have taken this program on. So this program is pretty versatile when you start looking at the books, Project Book 1 being your basic intro into the carpentry world. You can take this from anywhere from some of your lower level grade school classes. They can do some of this stuff in their classes. And you can take it all the way to throughout your senior year in high school. Even colleges throughout the UBC have taken this program on. So there's a wide, vast majority that you can take it from middle school being one of the easiest spots to start, and you can take it through your senior year of high school. You can also step into the college world with it as well.
Oh, that's excellent. So we've got a Career Connections program. Sounds like 8 books, a pretty structured outline. How do you introduce this to the schools?
I usually start out with the schools. I go in and start the conversation with the shop teachers. I see what kind of a structured program they have in there. And I'll sit down with the shop teacher, go through the books, kind of give them a brief overview of what's in each book, introduce them to what the benefit is for them and what the benefit is for their student, being a student has an opportunity to step into a career path after they finish the program, and what the benefit is to the shop teacher, as basically the whole program is drawn out for them. They have all the lesson plans, all the grading rubrics, all the evaluations for the projects. So it's kind of the full package deal. And when you introduce it to a school, you show them the wide range of information that's in there. And it's a pretty easy selling point. I mean, they take it and run with it.
So this is something that a school district or a individual school would buy into?
Yes, sir. That would be correct.
And how do you feel it's being received so far? The schools that have taken on the Career Connections program and incorporated it into their curriculum, what's the feedback so far?
The feedback that I've been getting, I don't know about you, Meg, but the feedback we've been getting over here is the schools are loving it. They love the package. They love the avenues it's creating for the students after school. Just they're loving the whole package of it. You know, you'll start out 1-2 schools take that on, and all of a sudden the whole district's got it. So it's spreading like wildfire, and they just love the program.
That's funny. Construction tech teachers do talk. I've had a few phone calls that say, hey, so-and-so told me I should give you a call. So word of mouth, I think, is the the great way to move this product, if you will.
So if I understand correctly, the program, there's a lot of hands-on componentry to being a carpenter. And I'm sure Career Connections is no exception to that. But with COVID now going on, how can the students actually interact with the Career Connections program?
Yeah, Joe, I'll intervene into that and discuss on that. So not only is the Career Connections program a book and hands-on based program, but it is also done through an online learning management system now. So through that online learning management system, the instructors can set their classes up through that program. And with COVID-19 and where we're at in today's society, they can create a online-based program so that those students that are missing out on shop time because they're sitting at home can now still learn in that avenue of their craft that they're wanting to look into. And they can do everything through the LMS system. Anywhere from taking their exams, watching the work videos, the virtual shops that go through how they would build the project. All the teachers' grade book and stuff is already on there. He can assign them assignments. He can assign them exams. Pretty much everything now has gone to a virtual platform to be able to assist these instructors in their endeavors with COVID-19.
Yeah, I know as an instructor at PNCI, the importance of these online LMS or learning management systems really saved the day. A lot of the curriculum that we had was not originally online, but COVID sort of forced our hand. And I think it's for the better in the long term. You know, we can accomplish a lot from the comfort of your home, and then actually have that focus on the hands-on point when we can get together. That's got to be a satisfying for the students as well to be able to walk away with something at the end of the day with, or the end of the week with, you know, tangible results, something you can turn to and say, yeah, I built that. This is my work right in front of me. It's not a math test or an English exam that gets handed in and you never see it again, but you can actually have that step back moment, which I like to refer to so much on the show now, where you can actually take a step back and put your hands on your hips and look at your work and have pride in it. And I think that's something that is really valuable for people to identify with.
How many UBC carpenters still have the wood toolbox they made back in high school shop class?
Yeah, for sure. That's that's one of those tangible results. And along the way in the career connections, you would look at things like, you know, the creative process of coming up with a design and actually seeing it through fruition, or the problem solving of how to make the cuts, how to do the layout, how to apply the miter joints to make them all fit together, and also just sort of that the tenacity or the resilience that you begin to develop, which becomes very important as you both know when you actually transition for a career into the trades, and you realize that not every day is just a sunny day. There's going to be some really hard days out there as well.
We've talked about how Career Connections is a project-based curriculum for pre-apprenticeship programs in schools. But I didn't mention that as students earn skills, they're also earning certificates of completion.
So that kind of leads me to the next step. Once someone graduates from the Career Connections program, they have a certificate and can be used into pre-apprentice, which would then ultimately hopefully lead to someone going into an actual apprenticeship program, whether with our organization, the UBC, or any of the other crafts. So that's really another benefit from this. Do they walk away with an actual grade at the end of their Career Connection?
Well, the grade comes from the teacher, and the teacher uses the curriculum in their class and will decide how to grade each project. We provide evaluation forms and rubrics, like what is 90%, 80%, 70% of excellent. The teachers decide that. And then the teachers tell us who has earned the skills from Project Book 1 to earn Certificate 1. Then the student takes the second year class or third year class, they have a chance to earn a second and third certificate. And every apprenticeship training center can deal with it differently, but it might be points on their application or a guaranteed interview. But there's some advantage to the student for bringing that certificate to their interview or mentioning it on their application.
Well, that sounds like a really valuable program for our young people to begin to understand that there are viable opportunities for a successful career outside of college. Thank you so much for taking your time to be on the show. If our listeners are interested in finding out more about Career Connections, where would they go to?
Visit pnci.org and click on the Outreach tab.
I'll make sure and add that to the show notes, Meg. And Riley, you have somewhere you'd like to direct the listeners to?
Yeah, if you want to find out more about Career Connections, you can go on the web and go to CITFCareerConnections.org, and it'll take you to an overview of the program.
All right. Again, thank you so much for taking your time to be on the show.
Our guests today have been Meg Kilmer and Riley McCauley. To find out more about Career Connections, be sure to check out the hyperlinks in the show notes. If you know a group or initiative that would be a good candidate for the spotlight, please send an email to gritnw@gmail.com. Be sure to include the contact information for the organization and how it has contributed to better the lives of our members. Well, that wraps up this edition of Grit Northwest. If you like today's show, be sure to hit the subscribe button so you won't miss an episode. Grit Northwest is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. We're also available on the web at buildnw.org/podcast. For up-to-the-minute content, follow Grit Northwest on Twitter. Interested in hearing more programs like this? If so, visit laborradionetwork.org. There you'll find over 80 union and labor-specific shows designed to educate and empower you to take charge of your future. As always, thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to share the show with anyone you think may benefit from it. And until next time, this is Joe Cadwell reminding you to work safe, work smart, and stay union strong.